best thing.
Veronica, again, for Shanna, great answer. At this time, I would like to introduce our second speaker. I love this lady so much. Let's give it up for Ellen C.
Wait a minute, my legs have to catch up to my body.
We are the fans.
The furnace just went on. So I don't want to get too close to the mic because I might electrocute myself. Hi, family. My name is Ellen, and I'm an addict. And first of all, I'd like to thank the program committee for asking me to come and share my experience, strength, and hope on what is the basket for. And when I was asked to do this workshop, the first thing I thought about was how I used to be fully self-supporting and never decline any contributions. So, right, none, okay? So when I got here and I saw this basket being passed and everyone was putting dollars into it, I'll never forget my first meeting. My eyes actually followed that basket all the way around the room until it came all the way up to the front until it went to somebody sitting right there. And I was like, I got this. Watched them count the money and trust and believe I counted every dollar they counted. And then I saw them put it in the envelope. And I saw them put it in their pocket. That's the first position I said, I'm going to get. Fully self-supporting, including everybody's contributions. That is what the basket is for. Thanks for letting me share. No. But honestly, after coming around and understanding a little bit more, let me identify myself. I am, my clean date is February 16th, 1990. My home group is the One Step at a Time group in the D.C. area, 16th in Decatur, the Metro bus barn. So if you're ever in D.C. area on a Friday night, 7 o'clock, come and join us. We're a Step in Tradition meeting. And I honestly was never a tradition person. Personally, when I first got here, those open discussion meetings were the best kind of meetings to go to. Because I was always into the drama. I just love the drama, you know what I'm saying? But I too, like, you've got a sponsor who has a sponsor who does step work and has a working knowledge of the 12 steps and traditions. And it was highly suggested to me to go to a step meeting because I was sicker than most. I got involved in this home group. It was been around for about 5 years, and I was introduced to this group. And I never forget the first time I went there, and I was so welcomed and felt so loved. And no one judged me, and, you know, they asked me to help out. And I had previously already been in service work, and I got into service, so I know what service work was. And it immediately, they probably put me into service, probably like my second Friday there, you know. And I've been in service in this group ever since. And that's part of what the seventh tradition is. NA is fully supporting declining outside contributions. And so going with that first part, fully self-supporting, you know, every group is fully self-supporting. This is what the basket is for, or the hat, or the tray that's passed around during halftime or usually at the end of the meeting. And everybody contributes what they can. It's not told what to give. It's not demanded of what you can give. It's what you can give so that the meeting can stay open for the newcomer who needs to come in. The support also is not only in giving money to the meetings. It's also the service work, you know, that helps maintain these groups to be open so we can still carry the message. Our fifth tradition tells us our primary purpose is to carry the message, not the mess. You know, so in order for the seventh tradition to continue, we have to continue to carry that message so that the addict that comes in the room knows. Now, there are new meetings that are start all over, the world almost every day. Mm-hmm. And not all the time are these meetings fully self-supporting. Sometimes these meetings are supported by the members who start the group until that meeting starts to grow. As that meeting starts to grow, it gets momentum, and as it gets momentum, it gets that service work so that people can start giving so freely to help support that meeting, so that meeting can be there for a newcomer that was there when I needed to be there, you know. You know, the support of the meeting is really important, and that support is the service work. And service work is just as important as going to a meeting, too, as well. Because you're giving back as it was so freely given to you. And that's what I learned about being in service. And that in itself helps the group to be fully self-supporting. Not just with the money, but also helps support the group so that the coffee maker makes coffee, so there's coffee for you when you walk in. There's juice on the table because sometimes there's drink and tea. There's a person who brings somebody in to share their experience, strengths, and hope. There's a person that does collect that money. And counts that money because rent has to be paid, literature has to be brought, coffee so that y'all can drink, and refreshments. Also, too, some groups support their anniversaries so that you can, again, give it back and let the newcomer know that they, too, one day can sell an anniversary. And so the support that we give these groups is what's helped to maintain these groups so they be fully self-supporting. And I kind of learned that through my service work at my home group, because my home group not only do we support anniversaries, we also get involved in speakers jams, we also get involved in picnics, so we're also trying to give it back so everyone knows that it's not always about that hardcore meeting and all that. It's about fellowshipping. It's about coming together as one so that we can help each other. Not necessarily in a meeting, sometimes at a picnic, sometimes at a speaker's jam. I mean, this fellowship is so worldwide, but it's also encompassing helping us to come together one day at a time so we can all stay clean and sober one day at a time. And that's what the fellowship has done for me. I'm so grateful for these rooms and helping me to become of service. And not only to service, but I also found out, you know, through my higher power and spiritually, that this is kind of like what the God of my understanding had in purpose for me. This was my purpose, you know, to be of service to you. And the one thing about the basket, we also, too, you know, other than paying rent, paying for literature and all those things that are necessary to maintain the group, the group also sends whatever money is left over after paying its own dues, sends the money to the area. And the same thing happens. Our area also has dues and things that they need to pay. And then that money, after it's paid, then goes to the region. The region does the same thing. It pays all of its dues and rent and literature and all that. And then that money is then sent to the world. Hence, this is why this is a worldwide fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous.
That's right.
You know, and all through our contributions. And that's why a lot of times, even I've been to some meetings that have struggled. You know, I've seen members coming out of their pocket with a little bit more to help support the group. And that's the one thing about why I love the fellowship, because it's so caring, it's so loving. And then y'all have taught me to be that way. Today I'm learning to be loving and caring and learning to be self-supporting myself. Learning to live, you know, without the help of others and stand on my own. And that wasn't easy for me. So when it comes to the support of the fellowship, you know, the group is very important to the fellowship. Because it also helps the glue to help keep that newcomer coming back. Let the newcomer know that there's a place that they can come to and share so freely, you know, about what's going on with them, you know, and know that there's help in whatever group you go to. And I don't think there's not been one group that I've never been to, I've never gotten any help. And sometimes I don't share that often, because I don't like sharing. But I was told to give it back as it was so freely given to me.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying?
That's right.
When you're talking about the second part of the Sabbath tradition and any outside contributions. And I clearly understand that because the sixth tradition tells us, you know, as long as we're not inviting other people into this fellowship, and these people who come in and telling us what to do, mm-hmm. how to run this program, what we should do, what we shouldn't be doing. Yeah. Mm-mm. This is why this fellowship is so free for us to share and care the NA way. For us to be able to share openly about our problem and get the help that we need. Because if we invite any of that outside sources into this program, you know, we'll be bound to their rules. We'll be bound to their traditions. And we will not be so freely being able to free ourselves in these rooms and get the help that we needed. That's why I'm so glad that we declined any outside contributions. So that we're able to maintain the freedom of Narcotics Anonymous, so we can come and share and care the NA way without any other people coming and telling us how to do it. And I'm so grateful for that, because we had lawyers and doctors and psychiatrists, accountants coming in and telling us that we have to do it this way. You have to number it this way. You have to talk this way. You can't do no cursing, because sometimes I have to get those words in there. Sorry, forgive me. But I'm trying not to do that today. But what we're doing here is what we're sharing, our experience with the host. That new newcomer that comes in the room understands that they too can get this thing one day at a time. They're not bound to any rules or regulations. What we are here is to share our experience, strength, and hope. And I'm so grateful for that, because I was able to come in here and do that and get the help that I needed. You know, because there were many a times I came in a meeting and listened for an example of my sponsor. And she just happened to be sharing something so openly and freely about what was going on with her, I almost didn't pay her any attention. Because it didn't pertain to me. I know it would never happen to me. I was too good for that. There is no way it would happen. And I'm serious. It probably wasn't even 2 months later. 2 months later, I got the call. My stomach dropped to the floor. And the only thing I do was call my sponsor. And tell her, OMG, mm-hmm. everything that you said a couple of months ago has now happened to me. What do I do? What do I do? Mm-hmm. You know, and the first thing she said was pray. And I prayed. This is the reason why we don't allow the churches that some of our meetings are in to hold us to anything. Because this is not a religious program. And she told me to pray, and I prayed. And I did the necessary work. I picked up the phone call. I picked up the phone. I called the IRS. I told them I'm not on the eighth and ninth step yet. She didn't want to hear it. But I thank God for prayer. Because lo and behold, God put this person on the other end who was loving and caring enough to say, okay, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to work with you. Mm-hmm. We corresponded back and forth for about a month. And lo and behold, they were able to just take a little bit out of my check until it was all paid off. Mm-hmm. And right before I paid off the last probably $2,000 of a $20,000 debt I had with the IRS, they canceled the last $2,000-$3,000. Yeah. And that's all because of the Rooms of Narcotics Anonymous and you people, and learn to listen. Because if you haven't heard that today, learn to listen and listen to learn. Because trust and believe, you may not be going through it today. You may not be going through it tomorrow, but it may come in a week or two. And I thank God for listening, because I was able to do what I needed to do to pay back the IRS. You know, Yes, it tore my some hole in my pockets. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was broke for a long time. But today I can see the light mm-hmm. and the end of the tunnel. Because now today I pay my, today they owe me every year. Okay? Every year, listen, don't get it twisted. Every year they pay me now. Because I'm doing the right thing. You know what I'm saying? And I know for me, contributing my little money, and a lot of times when I have it, I contribute more than what I'm supposed to. Because I can, there's no way I could ever pay this program back for what you have given me back. And that's my life. I never knew who Ellen was. I had no idea who Ellen is until this Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous in the program. You know, so today I give a little bit more to help me, you know, to have my blessings. Because if it wasn't for the rooms, if it wasn't for that group being open and the members being there and being in service to help me come in and learn to be responsible and get in service, there would not be no me. And I'm just so grateful for that. You know, so the contributions that we give are helping us support not only the group, but ourselves, helping us to be learned how to be responsible members of society. You know, because if y'all were anyone like me, I already told you, I never declined any outside contributions. None. I wanted any and everything, and if I couldn't get it, I stole too. You know, I did what I had to do. So what I'm learning today is learning to be responsible enough to support myself so that I can give back what was so freely given to me. And that's my life. And it's so precious today. Because I never could have fathomed myself standing right here. Today's 11th. Sharing my experience, strength, and hope on a tradition. Because I'm going to be honest with you, I used to always, you know, okay, I gossip. I used to talk about those NA police and them tradition police. I'm like, shalom, okay, you know. But I told you what my home group is, step in tradition. You know, I'm so grateful for that because it helps me understand a little bit more about me too. You know, and the glue to this fellowship is the traditions. It helps keep us in line. So because you know how us addicts are, we like running with stuff. We like putting our own two cents into everything, and then we run with it. And then we're gonna sit here and tell everybody this is the way it should be. But the traditions do not allow us not to do that. It helps keep us in line so that we're able to keep the doors open so the next newcomer coming in can get this. And this is this life I'm talking about, this new way of life that I would never trade for anything in the world, anything, because it's just too precious for me today. I'm just so grateful for celebrating another year clean.
That's right.
You know, I got on my knees this morning, mm-hmm. which I do every morning. And I pray and ask the God of my understanding to keep me open mm-hmm. and willing to serve you. And I can understand his purpose when I get off my knees. And I try to carry that out, you know. And let's carry the message. As much as, with all the experience, strength, and hope that I have, that's all I can give away. Not saying I'm perfect. Not saying I know everything, and I'm so glad I don't. Because I never want to betray the person to be, you know, perfect. I have my flaws, you know, especially like first thing in the morning when you're going to work in the morning and you're always running late. And my job is about 30 minutes away. I leave 25 minutes before I need to be there. And if you see a car on 395, a red one, please get out the way. No, but in all cases, though, that responsibility I told you about, today I'm being responsible. So what I do now is I get up early enough, get dressed early enough, all because, like I told you about the legs, they don't move like they used to, y'all. So I'm a little on the slower side now. So I have to get up a little earlier to get up, to get out. So now that I can get to work I get to work early now. Even through all that traffic that I have to drive through every single day, I get there early enough and be responsible enough to be there and be in my chair and being able to do the job that I'm supposed to be responsible for. And that's a part of what the Seventh Tradition has helped me with, is being that responsible person today. I don't have to always be that late person, that lackadaisical person. I don't have to be self-centered, always thinking about me. It's not. Sometimes it's just doing things for others without a string attached.
Right.
And that's what I'm doing today. Learning to help others without it being having a string attached so that I can be able to get my blessings. And when we contribute, we talk about contributing to Narcotics Anonymous, we're also helping to put on this convention. I'm trust and believe this convention doesn't run itself. There are people here who are on committees who do diligent work, and I've been on a couple of these committees to help oversee this convention a couple of times. And it's a lot of dedication, it's a lot of work, and it's a lot of responsibility. But it's the contributions that these people make in their service positions to hold this convention right here for us every single year. And that's a blessing. I'm grateful for those people who commit themselves to committee work and to helping the fellowship and to put on these events like this so that the newcomer can come in this room. Because when I walked in here, was sitting here, a newcomer walked up to me and said, "Hi, my name is so-and-so. I got like 70-some-odd days clean." And I got up and I hugged him. And I knew right then and there what my purpose was today. Is to come and share my experience and strength and hope and let the newcomer know it's not about the money that you put in the basket. It's about the service work that we do today. And I'm going to continue to be in service. Even as for me on the group level, only because of illnesses I have, I can't do what I used to do. I'm not as young as I used to be. I'm coming to some realization I'm not as young as I used to be. The furnace just went on again. Whoosh! I literally wanted to do this. Literally. And ladies, y'all clearly, not to excuse you men, but ladies, I'm sorry, y'all understand where I'm coming from. Okay? Whoosh! All thoughts, all decision making, all rational thinking is gone when that furnace comes on. Because the first thing you want to do is get comfortable. Everything. But I'm so grateful for the Rooms of Narcotics Anonymous because it has taught me to be a very responsible person today. Helped me to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. So today I'm not asking for contributions, but I still take them if y'all willing to give them. But remember, our basket is to help support the group so that we can keep the group open so that newcomer who needs our help knows where we are. And not only is our Seventh Tradition about money, it's also about the service work and the commitment. As a member of Narcotics Anonymous, to be of service, to help the group be fully self-supporting so that it can keep those doors open. And even if you can, give a little more. Give a little more. This program of Narcotics Anonymous saved our lives. And I've never been so grateful for that. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. And thanks for letting me share.
Thank you.